Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashlyn Wehner. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Aditya Bardia, MD, MPH, FASCO, about the FDA approval of trastuzumab deruxtecan for the treatment of adult patients with unresectable or metastatic hormone receptor positive, HER2-low or ultra-low breast cancer, as determined by an FDA-approved test that has progressed on at least one endocrine therapy in the metastatic setting. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Bardia discussed the significance of this approval, key findings from the pivotal DESTINY-Breast06 trial, and what this indication for T-DXd means for the future of HER2 testing in breast cancer.
So on 27th of January 2025, the FDA approved trastuzumab deruxtecan, or T-DXd, for patients with metastatic hormone receptor positive breast cancer that is HER2-low and ultra-low. So that's an operational definition. Essentially, it refers to tumors that have some expression of HER2. If it's less than 10% of tumor cells, that's HER2 ultra-low. If it's more than 10% of tumor cells, that's HER2-low. So essentially, it highlights that the drug works in HER2-expressing breast cancer, which is majority of breast cancers. And the reason it works is because of the mechanism of action. It's an antibody drug conjugate, so it binds to the HER2 cell and then can deliver the payload. So even if there is some expression of HER2, that's sufficient for this drug to work. So bottom line, what does it mean in practical terms for our patients? This is a drug that can be used in hormone receptor positive metastatic breast cancer, and it can be used in earlier lines as compared to what was approved previously. The approval addresses two unmet needs. The first is this as an option for patients with HER2 ultra low metastatic breast cancer. Previously, T-DXd was only approved for HER2 low metastatic breast cancer, so it's a broader patient population now. And the second is in earlier lines. Previously, you needed one prior line of chemotherapy before the use of T-DXd, but now it can be used even in patients who've not received prior chemotherapy. So it's earlier lines and a broader population. DESTINY-Breast06 was a global phase 3 clinical trial that evaluated T-DXd versus chemotherapy of physician's choice, which could either be a taxane or capecitabine. For patients who had not received chemotherapy but had received endocrine-based therapy for hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative, which is both low as well as ultra-low metastatic breast cancer. DESTINY-Breast06 showed that patients who received T-DXd had a superior progression-free survival, median progression-free survival of about 13.5 months, as compared to about 8.5 months with standard chemotherapy. So there was clear benefit in terms of median progression-free survival. After CDK4/6 inhibitors, it's with T-DXd that we've seen a median PFS of more than 1 year for patients with hormone receptor-positive metastatic breast cancer. The response rate was also much higher than standard chemotherapy, a response rate of more than 60%. And interestingly, the outcomes were very similar in HER2-low as well as HER2-ultra-low, just speaking to the mechanism of action of this drug. In DESTINY-Breast06, there were no surprises in terms of the safety profile. So three side effects to know related to T-DXd. The first is nausea. That's the number one side effect we see with T-DXd. The second is it can cause some degree of myelosuppression. And the third is pneumonitis, a rare but potentially serious side effect with T-DXd, so it requires early recognition and management. It's critical now to look for any expression of HER2 by IHC, because even if it's 1% to 2% of the cells, that qualifies for the use of T-DXd. What if it's 0%? Does T-DXd work in that scenario? Maybe it does, because even HER2-IHC0 is not zero, but that was not tested in DESTINY-Breast06. DESTINY-Breast15 is looking at that question. So for now, we have to stick with the label. And so if you get a report of IHC0 from the pathologist, it's important to ask the pathologist were there some cells that had HER2 expression, what we call HER2 ultra low or 0+. I think there are two points to note regarding trastuzumab deruxtecan. The first is, what's the best assay? Moving forward, we need more sensitive assays to look at HER2 expression to identify how low can we go. In other words, what's the lowest threshold before which T-DXd would not have any efficacy? And the second is, more work needed to understand how T-DXd works and how it causes pneumonitis so we can further improve on the safety profile of this drug. So there are ongoing research looking at better analytical methods to measure HER2 and also ongoing research to better understand who are the patients who are at risk of developing pneumonitis and how we can further improve on the efficacy-safety ratio with antibody-drug conjugates.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.